Well, it's, you know, and like I told them the other day, because we probably got 75 to 80% of new guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told them, I said, no better time to become a leader than right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we, you know, be a leader by example, even if you're a first year guy. I mean, you don't have to be a 10-year vet in order to carry great work habits and great effort to the football field. And so that's kind of the thing that we've trying to stress this week is, no, it doesn't just have to be the old guys.
All right, another matchup with the Riders here, and this is the first game where you can directly help your playoff chances and affect the team's their playoff chances. You win, you're much closer to them in the standings.
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity to have an opportunity, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, it's our chance to be able to work our way and work our way into the playoffs, which you have to secure a playoff spot before you can win a championship anyway, regardless of your record. So we've got to do what we need to do tomorrow and play fast, and then it's just a one-game deal all the way the rest of the year.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.